Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Time for a Marcos mixed bag here on 560 WQAM. What do you got for us there, Frog Boy?
Ouch. I was listening yesterday to the last segment as you soccer experts were discussing. discussing things.
No idea.
Stay in your lane.
I'm not trying to be. I don't want to be a fraud. I'm going to be a bandwagon watcher. I will watch some World Cup. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you guys, no, old Tobes, I don't know squat about soccer. Right. I don't.
Well, apparently Ronaldo and Messi are on the way to Miami from what
I just thought. Like, listen,
Leroy didn't want that, apparently.
Too much ego.
Yep.
Too much ego. Well, Messi's definitely coming, right?
That's like, not true.
I don't know.
I just said, I don't want to build a team with 38-year-olds.
Why not? It's MLS. It's a gimmick league.
We're just here for some fun, baby. Just here for some fun.
See? There we go.
You know?
The old ship shafter. Ship shape. Because guess who's going to be the first person that calls him over the hill?
Ship shape.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
Yes, you will.
I don't care about the Pinks, like, in that kind of way. I'm here to watch some. It's like when the Panthers were bad, but they had Jager. It'll be like that.
Good time.
Yeah, Jager was good.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
You didn't what? Like him?
I mean, he was good over his career. He was decent with the Panthers, but the Panthers weren't good. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But here's the deal.
Dude, you don't think those old...
You would accept old and decent.
Hold on. Higuain basically didn't care about it, got into shape for half a season, and led the league in goals. Are you telling me Ronaldo and Messi can't do that?
It's impressive.
That was pretty funny. The fact that he came in smoking a cigarette.
That dude was rats off a ship. And then he's just like, all right. And then just lit up the league. You're telling me if we got Messi or Ronaldo, they can't do that? Now, what if they got them both?
It'd just be like playing at the park for them, right?
I would feel like it, yeah. But I bet you that whatever stadium they're playing in, probably still in Fort Lauderdale, it'll be on fire. Like, people would be definitely into seeing them. That's like that's like heroes coming.
But you think they would play some games in Hard Rock?
I mean, aren't they supposed to have a park down there in Miami somewhere? You know,
like, I mean, there's eight things that was supposed to be built in that spite, right? Remember, weren't they going to build
Mayor Suarez? I'm waiting for that Dwayne Wade Boulevard sign to go up, dude.
What is going on with that, dude?
Still says 7th Ave up there.
But how about this? Didn't they, weren't they going to build a Kane Stadium down there?
Yep.
Right.
It's on the way.
Which is also not on campus, right? I mean,
weren't there some golf carts on fire in Mel Reese where there was supposed to be that stadium? Like, that was like straight out of Yellowstone.
Mm. You know, the newest rumor, they're not building stadiums anymore. They're building the Metro Rail to Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah. I said, forget it. We'll just make it easier to get there.
All right, man. What do we got for the mixed bag today?
Mixed bag, talking about soccer. Team USA recently was interviewed and picked their ideal goalie.
LeBron in goal.
LeBron in goal.
Good reach, athleticism. That's what you need.
He'll cover the whole goal. He's agile enough that I feel like he could get to everything.
I think he could do it. He's just that super athletic, big guy. So I like his chances in goal.
With the Greek freak. Big ass hands and wide span. Moves good.
Hulk. The Hulk.
Because he's just huge and will just block everything.
Big and strong, and I'm sure he'll protect the goal or destroy it. One of the two.
I think that's her name in The Incredibles, Elastigirl. She can hold all crossbar, post, stretch. Got it all covered.
So basically...
He's a savior. Saves the day.
Who? The who? At the end there?
Elastigirl from The Incredibles.
So they went NBA player who could be a goalie, superhero who could be a goalie.
So basically, this has become the Mighty Ducks with the fat guy in goal.
Yeah, he was good.
I don't feel like I'd want the Hulk in goal. I feel like he would like lose.
Rip the net.
Yeah, if he got annoyed, he would destroy it. I feel like that's a bad choice. I feel like you would obviously go like Superman because he could see everything and he's fast.
Not Superman.
Hmm.
I would go with the whatchamacallit guy. What's his name?
Flash.
Flash would be a good one.
Flash would be a good one.
Talking about Vision?
Vision.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Come on. He just float. That's terrifying in itself.
I'll tell you who I wouldn't have in goal.
Yeah.
Aquaman. You want to talk about a superhero you can't rely on. He'd probably ruin the ball with that stupid trident that he has.
So basically, you're saying that Aquaman is the second coming of Bobrovsky.
No, that's not what I was saying at all. Why do you got to? Come on.
He ain't stopping nothing either.
What else is in your mixed bag, Marcos?
I think I'm going to go for Wembanyama, the new guy.
Listen, that guy.
Because everybody wants him?
That guy would be
a goalie. Might as well make him a goalie.
Now, we were just discussing their ideal goalies. One of the first few people mentioned was LeBron James.
Yes.
Speaking of LeBron James, recently he's been in the headlines for lying. And a fellow L.A. athletes there, Jalen Ramsey, finally called him out. Listen to what happened recently.
I think Coach McVay been looking at my playbook on Madden. Because I played a dime coverage and I put him on the inside.
Yeah.
I put him on a blitz, but then I hit the switch where I could just put on just a QB spy, and I just roam him all over the field.
So you been saw this, Bron.
You know what they say on Twitter, right?
Now, bro, you know what they saying on Twitter right now? They say you be capping.
I always speak the truth,
man. Hey, you don't worry about that, man. You the king, man.
Well, all right. That sounds like all his ass-kissers know that he's a liar.
Uh-huh.
Good for Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey's got no filter. He'll tell LeBron. Say he's a liar.
I would say that. So, come on. No, this how you do it. Like I do it to you. Come on, Tobin. Come on, Tobin. Come on.
LeBron. Called him out, man. I'm glad finally somebody did.
Unnecessary lying.
That's like all those people.
I feel like you're trying to lie.
That's like all those people who had season tickets for that one event that happened throughout the history of sports. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I said Roy Halladay was going to pitch that perfect game.
And then I said
after the first pitch I said he's going to go perfect today.
And then the team is going to sell tickets.
I said after week one of the 72 Dolphins that they were going to run the table.
They all do that, right? Okay. They all do that.
Do you think that LeBron said after Cheetah's first game, he goes, I said he was going to break the NFL record?
So my question is
that'll
this.
That'll come out for sure.
How many people in South Florida, when Mike McDaniel had his first news conference, or when Tua came back, that they weren't a little discouraged that they didn't bring in another quarterback? And now they're saying, always knew Tua was the guy.
Oh, there's plenty of people. There's plenty of people who said that they were always on board. But I also do believe there were a lot of people who were on board, because even with those polls last year, there was a lot of people who wanted Tua here. But there were plenty of people who did not.
Right.
Plenty of people who did not.
Exactly.
And they look like fools. Like, what else is in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Well, from one small forward with issues about his image to another, this is Kevin Durant. Recently, he was asked who his Mount Rushmore small forwards would be. The reporter was kind enough to include Kevin Durant in there. So he listed his other three that he put in his top four small forwards of all time.
Never asked you this, but you're on the spot with this one. Like everybody else, your Mount Rushmore of small forwards, threes. You're in the Mount Rushmore. And I don't want you to be modest. You're in the Mount Rushmore. So who are the other three that join that Mount Rushmore with you?
LeBron, Kawhi, Larry Bird.
I like that.
All right.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
List. I mean,
that's a pretty good list. I don't know. I don't know if Kawhi, because of how little he's played. Like, yeah, the dude is great. He's awesome. But can he be on the Mount Rushmore with as little as he's played?
definitely has to affect it over the last few years, right? Like,
yes, he's played like 30 games in 3 years.
Tracy McGrady, a three. Would you consider him a three?
He was a point. Like,
yeah, he's kind of a tweener. I think, probably.
I would put him up there.
Shooting guard, small forward. Like, good. He's that in between. Yeah. Tracy McGrady is really good.
Really good, man.
Tracy McGrady is really good. I mean, did no winning in the playoffs like those other guys did.
But like, Magic McGrady was good, and the Rockets McGrady was good, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't have a problem with the list, though. I thought the list was strong. But again, yeah, like you said, Kawhi not playing much. He's good, though. He's really good.
He's good. I mean, yeah, he's...
He's just... He has... He's all hands and arms and legs, right? Like, even when he reaches, like, his reach just looks massive. But I remember that shot when he made Joel Embiid cry.
Who do you think most people
that
would...
might be one of the greatest shots fading away in the corner.
Who do you think most people would take right now, though? Do you think they would still take Kawhi, or do you think they'd take Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler.
Because Jimmy's never won.
But here's the deal. The only difference between those two guys, they're very similar.
Obviously, you take
Kawhi's a better shooter.
Obviously, you take Kawhi's career.
Yeah, no,
we're
like, talking about.
I'm saying if you knew your team could get a whale next year, and it could be Kawhi or Jimmy Butler, I feel like more people now are taking Jimmy Butler.
Because he's more dependable.
Yeah.
Right. And Kawhi is almost the same situation, the same way we feel about Kyrie.
They're such opposite personalities, too.
It's the same way we feel about Kyrie. Like, nobody questions his talent.
Right.
It's getting him on the damn court without any issues. That's where we are with Kawhi.
I like that mixed bag, man. Now listen.
Appreciate it.
We got a Friday present for everybody.
Ooh.
We were surprised yesterday. A little Thanksgiving gift for the show. And we bring that to you next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.